Blog Talk Radio. Only You, Jesus, Only You. Welcome to Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And we just give God praise on this morning. We give God the honor. And we thank God for you, amen. We do not take for granted the saints of God. We don't take for granted our listeners, amen, that come and join us. And so we're going to go into prayer and go into the Word that God has planned for us to encourage us on today. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor. You are so amazing, God. You are God. You're the only God. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Father God, for your power, your anointing. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, your energy, for your direction, your guidance. You are everything, O Lord God. It's in you we have our very being. We have the breath of life. You are life. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So our scripture and our encouragement is coming from the book of John. We had that scripture on yesterday from the book of John, chapter 14. Today, chapter 15, we're just going back to the verses of, and starting in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And these are just reminders. Apart from Christ Jesus, we can do nothing for the kingdom of God. We can, you know, within our own strength and our own flesh, do some things, but kind of fruit will they bear? And what Jesus said, if we remain in here, we'll bear much fruit. And so we are looking to bear the fruit that God is calling us to, amen, to grow and to mature in the things of Christ. And to see the word of God go forth, amen, mightily and awesomely to the praise and glory of our God. Verse 6 says, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. That means we got to stay connected to Christ. We got to stay, you know, in prayer. We got to stay in fasting. We got to stay in the things that bring us closer to God and praying and looking up to him who is giving us guidance, who is giving us the direction that we need in everyday life, amen, to serve him, to worship him, to know him. That's the one thing God said that we can boast in, is that we know him. Praise his name. And so if you become disconnected, we know this is giving us an example of true life. We see the trees, you know, outside, and once a branch has fallen from the tree, you know, it becomes dead wood. It's no life in it. You're just picking it up to throw it away or throw it on the fireplace, but there's nothing else useful for it except for that, and it's burned up. So us as believers in Christ, we want to go on to keep on in the maturity. You know, we don't want to go back once to be, where it says in the scripture, where it says that we're on milk. We shouldn't be on milk. We should go on to the greater things, to the very meat of God's word, and we should be living it as examples for Christ Jesus. Verse 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. It says, this is my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Showing yourselves to be my disciples. That's how people will know that we are the disciples of Christ Jesus and we are remaining in Christ Jesus and his words. You know, what we know these words are. We can go, most Bibles have Jesus' words are in red print. He tells us to keep his commands. One of his commands is to love each other, he says. Love each other, amen. And that's what he wants us to keep on doing and showing the love for souls that have yet to hear of his grace, the souls that have already heard but need some watering, amen, to showing the love of Christ. Amen, where we are, where we planted, amen, so that the gospel, so the kingdom of God will increase to God's glory. This is for the Father's glory, amen. And so we got to bear much fruit. We got to bear the fruit of love, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. Amen. These things manifesting in our words, manifesting in our actions, and manifesting in our everyday life. And all of these, amen, is to upbuild and uplift the kingdom of God. And so glory be unto his name. We know that our faith is precious. It's more precious than gold. It's more precious than anything that we could physically put our hands on, because everything here is temporary. But our faith is one of the things that is going to be eternal. Since faith, hope, and love, and love is the greatest, but our faith, we got to keep it intact. We got to go forth in God's will. And God is awesome in leading us. Praise his whole name. Praise his holy name. God is wonderful. Amen. So I know that abiding in Christ is not a new topic for us believers who are mature, but it's always good that God will let us know once again that okay, you want to do things great for the kingdom. And Jesus said in chapter 14 that greater things we would do. We would do greater things. We would do the same works as Jesus. But he said even greater, because he's going to the Father. Great things. Jesus, we know what Jesus did. Jesus laid hand on the sick, and he healed the sick, and he drove out demons, and he fed the thousands, and he raised the dead. All these things. Jesus said, we'll do, but we'll do even greater things. But we got to remain in him. We got to be connected to him. He is our source of the very life that we seek to live here on earth, to represent. We are representing Jesus Christ. And as we are representing Jesus Christ, we are in him and he is in us. And we are remaining there. We are remaining in his word that he has given us and taught us. And the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in us. In God's will and God's plan manifesting to his glory. Praise God for you. We have come to a close already to our segment. But I'll tell you what, I pray that you are fired up for Jesus. You're fired up about bearing much fruit. You're fired up about staying connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, who took our place on the cross. Amen. That is the power to those who believe. Amen. And he took our sins, and the blood washed them away, and we are justified. He's risen from the dead. Amen. And so he's promised us we have a great hope and a great inheritance, and we have the greatest message, the gospel, to spread. Amen. Around the world, we are the workers in the harvest. You are the worker that's bearing the fruit that God has called you to bear. Be blessed. Go with God today. Join us on Saturdays where we encourage our youth. Amen. Praise his name.